Good evening, dear listeners. This is Murat from ArtPod, and welcome to the official podcast of the Foundation of ArtPod in Rotterdam in the Netherlands. I'm here tonight at a mysterious living room in Rotterdam, surrounded by talented local musicians. This podcast is for our ongoing playing sessions. What makes this different from a regular jam session is that we take our time and reflect on the pieces played right after we perform them. We hope to repeat this often, so stay tuned for updates and calls on our social media. Well, the format is as follows. We pick the musicians randomly from a hat and make bands of three people. They play under a time limit, with or without a concept. And after the performance, we sit down. We talk about it, comment about it, and see how the ideas fit, what could have been better, what worked well. And now, for the first tune, we have Chisam on violin, Errol on oud, and Hector on guitar.
Thank you.
Such a beautiful warm sound from Hector, Chisam and Errol. Now let's see the comments and see what the musicians thought about it and how they reflected on the performance.
No. It was already super idiomatic what he was playing. Like if you, because the wood is like, is a statement. I think this is the most, this is why, yeah. I mean, it's a cage. It's a very, I really like the way Errol is trying to escape from it, but yes. Super traditional instrument, and whenever it starts, if she also does a little bit of the same scale, we are there, you know, like exactly. We are there in the place. Yeah.
For me, you started with an idea, and then the idea changed, and it changed, and again and again. Yeah, I felt like that, and we play for 5 minutes, you know. Maybe it's easier to stay in, and build up on that. I mean, it was fun, but it was not easy to follow.
Even it was cool because I mean the beginning was a bit messy. Because the two of you didn't know, I mean, exactly which space take.
Yeah.
You know? And but then after a while, when you start, I mean, it was like an intro, and then you start with the melody, and that was cool because you start follow her. You know, with some stuff that probably was maybe a bit messy in the way that it wasn't not repeated.
For me, it was also like to try to escape the form whatsoever, but with a certain motive. But maybe that motive at one point I lost track of it as well.
They could go crazy very easily, you know. So you have to be very aware of what you do.
And right after the comments, we move to the next tune. The first tune was without any concept. It was right improvised on the spot. But the next one, we decided to pick a concept for the tune, a theme, if you like. And the theme of the tune is men. Men, and we have two female artists in this one. Ara on piano, and again, Chisam on violin and Hector on guitar.
Thank you.
a very dense and nice clouds of sounds from Ara, Chisam and Hector. Now moving on to some comments, first to Max again, and then Ara, who had already played in the piece, and then we would move on to the next piece.
Now you, for example, you took it was really your thoughts, your feeling about that topic probably, and it was quite it was very nice. It was all so it reminded me of this battle between the man as a destructive power of the world and the man with the sensibility that is the, like they say, that female part of the man inside. That was completely, when you entered with, that was the freedom, when you, the freedom of.
Actually, I didn't really remember what I played in the beginning. I was really
At the end, I was thinking that we were going back to the beginning, you know?
These things was my feeling nowadays. Yes, yeah, true.
And now moving on to the next piece. The theme for our next piece was chosen by one of our hosts, Emre, who is also doing the beautiful photography on this session, which you can see on our Facebook page. And for this piece, I'm playing the piano, and Piero is on saxophone, Max is on bass clarinet, and Errol is on oud.
Next topic, beer.
Yes, Emre decided.
Thank you.
That was some crazy sounds from Max, Piero, Errol and me. Let's go to the comments.
But it really felt like a journey. I really felt like a bubble in the beer. Yeah, like first in the fabric, like it's in the making, you know, and like bubbles next to each other, like talking a little bit, I don't know. And then it goes to a bar, but still in the bottle of beer. So you hear like kind of music. Disco kind of music somehow, but still in the bottle, so it's a bit far away, and it goes on. I don't know, it felt really like a journey for me. Wow. I really enjoyed it, guys.
Wow. I think the first 2 minutes was really like a drunk people conversation on beer and random topics that like you do associations and one way, like you start with a conversation from like a, let's say a football topic, and like only 5 seconds after you are in the food culture of Indonesia, and then 10 seconds after Venezuelan politics and that music. And
for me, when you guys were playing or this short note mid of the song, somehow I was thinking, oh, now everyone has a hangover. Just talking of the bullshit and regretting the drinking a lot last night, something like that.
So that was our take on beer and the comment. And now moving on to the last tune, which is without a concept. And on the horns, we have Piero on saxophone, Max on bass clarinet, and Ara on piano. Those were some spooky sounds from Max and Piero, and Ara, of course. Now let's go to the comments before we finish this session.
At one point it sounded like a baby crying, no?
So I like that, like, Ara, you started, like, later, and, like, first you gave time for them to, like, first do their duo thing, and then join to, like, create something more rich, instead of just giving everything in the first...
Yeah, as a feedback, I can say one thing, because I thought you were the one who tried to follow all the time. You went with the feeling. I think you play together more often, I guess.
So this is all the time we had for this session. I hope you enjoyed listening as much as we enjoyed the performance and the comments. Stay tuned for the next updates, next installments we will have in another mysterious living room. And for this living room, we were hosted by Emre, Erol and Ege. Thanks to them so much for having us. See you next time.